Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, I'll be playing music written by a saxophonist who helped shape the sound of modern jazz as we know it, performed by artists such as Dexter Gordon, McCoy Tyner, and Dave Liebman. It's the John Coltrane Songbook, coming up next on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Gerald Wilson's big band in 1969 performing John Coltrane's Equinox from the album Eternal Equinox. Tenor saxophonist John Coltrane looms large in modern jazz history, a man and musician who overcame early personal problems to be a key part of Thelonious Monk and Miles Davis's monumental 1950s groups, and who then went on to take his own place beside these jazz giants as a leader, a player, and a composer. Coltrane changed the way people thought about how to play, how to write, and how to live. Quite an achievement for an artist in any field. Jazz scholar Carl Woideck says decades after his death, young jazz musicians several generations removed from Coltrane are still inspired by his dedication to music, pursuit of musical knowledge, and pursuit of instrumental technique. John Coltrane engaged this pursuit in part through his composing, and as Woideck further notes, he's the principal link between two other major modern jazz pioneers, Charlie Parker's song-based techniques and Ornette Coleman's more abstract approach. On this edition of Nightlights, I'll be playing interpretations of Coltrane's music by artists who either worked with him or who were influenced by him, as well as a couple of older jazz veterans who gave big nods to the impact he'd had upon jazz in the 1960s. I'll start off with something from one of the earliest Coltrane tribute albums, made by a young tenor saxophonist to become a sort of Coltrane protege, Archie Shepp. Shepp was one of the up-and-coming 1960s avant-garde generation, and he got a recording date at Impulse, Coltrane's label, pretty much through Coltrane's insistence. Producer Bob Teal reluctantly agreed, but insisted in return that Shepp do only Coltrane compositions. Shepp agreed in return, telling jazz writer Ashley Kahn decades later, "I love Train's music, and I had my own ideas about how to work with it." The session was a success, with an excited Teal calling up Coltrane in the middle of the night and urging him to come out to the studio to hear the results, which led to a series of further standout Impulse albums by Shepp. We'll also hear guitarist Wes Montgomery playing a Coltrane tune, first Archie Shepp doing John Coltrane's Cousin Mary on Nightlights.
Thank you.
guitarist Wes Montgomery, who played for a brief but legendary spell with John Coltrane and Eric Dolphy's 1961 group, performing Coltrane's composition Impressions, backed by pianist Wynton Kelly, bassist Paul Chambers, and drummer Jimmy Cobb, from the Montgomery anthology Impressions, The Verve Jazz Sides. Before that, tenor saxophonist Archie Shepp doing Coltrane's Cousin Mary from the 1964 Impulse album 4/4 Train, with Roswell Rudd on trombone, Alan Shorter on trumpet, John Chikai on alto sax, former Coltrane sideman Reggie Workman on bass, and Charles Moffett on drums. A key member of John Coltrane's early 1960s group, the so-called Classic Quartet, was pianist McCoy Tyner. Tyner, as Coltrane biographer Lewis Porter notes, was a critical part of the 1960s Coltrane sound. His use of fourth chords, Porter writes, seemed to add to the spiritual quality of Coltrane's music. Tyner also created dramatic pedal points with his left hand in the lower register. He gave Coltrane a rhythmic lift that helped the saxophonist and group to achieve extended, seemingly transcendental flights of music. After leaving Coltrane at the end of 1965, Tyner would go on to enjoy a long and successful solo career. And from the early 1970s on, he returned to his former boss's music periodically, beginning with the 1972 album Echoes of a Friend. The Coltrane tune we're going to hear, The Promise, isn't one of his better-known ones, but Tyner's performance is a tribute to the power and diverse majesty of Coltrane's 1960s music. We'll also hear one of Coltrane's most famous pieces, a tribute to his first wife, Naima, performed by another tenor saxophonist who made a pretty good name for himself, Dexter Gordon. First, McCoy Tyner and The Promise on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Saxophonist Dexter Gordon performing John Coltrane's Naima from his 1975 album More Than You Know, the orchestra arranged and conducted by Paula Mickelborg. Before that, we heard pianist McCoy Tyner, a member of John Coltrane's 1960s quartet, doing Coltrane's tune The Promise from his 1972 milestone album Echoes of a Friend. I'll have more of the music of John Coltrane in just a few moments, including a tribute from the first pianist Coltrane ever hired when he left Miles Davis to start his own group. Production support for this program comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, located on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. I'm David Bren Johnson, and you're listening to the John Coltrane Songbook on Nightlights. I'm playing the music of John Coltrane on this edition of Nightlights. You can hear a previous program about him, Train 57, John Coltrane's pivotal year in jazz, on our website at wfiu.org/nightlights. John Coltrane began to write and record many of his own compositions in the late 1950s, and it was around this time that he introduced a signature element of his compositional sound, the so-called Coltrane changes. This involved substituting chords over standard harmonic progressions, making them more complex, using musical intervals of major thirds. The result is an influential part of the Coltrane legacy in modern jazz. Coltrane had begun to pioneer this approach on his 1957 album Blue Train with the tunes Lazy Bird and Moment's Notice, and he extended it on two compositions from his breakthrough 1959 album Giant Steps. We'll hear two later interpretations of these pieces by saxophonist Kenny Garrett, as well as this from swing-era Woody Herman's adventurous 1970s big band, Giant Steps, on Nightlights. Thank you. Alto saxophonist Kenny Garrett performing John Coltrane's Countdown, a reharmonized version of Tune Up, a piece that's been credited to both Eddie Cleanhead Vincent and Miles Davis, from Garrett's 1996 CD Pursuance with Brian Blade on drums. Before that, Woody Herman's Big Band in 1973 doing a Coltrane tune and the title track from their album Giant Steps, with Frank Tiberi and Greg Herbert heard on tenor sax. Both of those compositions employing the so-called Coltrane changes, or altered chord progressions, and now key learning vehicles for young jazz musicians. I'll close out Nightlights with something from a recent Coltrane tribute CD by the pianist he hired for his first group, not long after recording Giant Steps and Countdown. The pianist is Steve Kuhn. Kuhn played with Coltrane for several months. He can be heard on some 1960 bootleg performances of the group, but he was eventually replaced by McCoy Tyner. Like Tyner, he too would have a successful career after his stay with Coltrane, and he'd speak highly of his time with the saxophonist. We'll also hear saxophonist Dave Liebman from one of his two Coltrane tributes doing one of Coltrane's better-known ballads, After the Rain, with a flute choir. First, Steve Kuhn and Like Sunny on Nightlights. Thank you. We close with Dave Liebman doing John Coltrane's After the Rain from his CD Joy, and before that, pianist Steve Kuhn joined by saxophonist Joe Lovano, bassist David Fink, and drummer Joey Barron for Like Sunny off the 2009 CD Mostly Coltrane. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. You can listen to this and other Nightlights programs and view playlist, jazz news, and commentaries on our website at wfiu.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, located on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskash and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.